again. Welcome to my Aspie and Me. I am Freddie. I'm Mom.
And I am Aspie. I'm Cam.
Hello, Cam.
Hello, Freddie. And welcome, listeners. Welcome back to our second episode.
Yes.
Yeah. On today's episode, we would like to talk to you guys about plans and things go wrong.
We said to you that we're going to start telling you about things as it happened to us so that you get an idea of, you know, it's continuing, how it happens. Things happen, things change. But what we haven't done, we realise, is we haven't actually given you the definition of Asperger's and where you can go to find out. So we're going to read you a brief description of Asperger's. And then if you've got any questions or comments, either add them to us, you know, comment below, or go to the National Organisation for Autism, isn't it, Cam?
Yes, it's the National Autistic Society. It's just go to autism.org.uk. That's autism.org.uk. It's the National Autistic Society. We're getting the information off this page. All information that we get from any website or anything will be sourced below. We will have links to anywhere we get information or anything else, won't we, Mum?
We did say we get a link from last week to a matrix. But, you know, things change, things happen. You know, you can't plan on these things, really. So, but we will be doing a special episode coming up soon. We will dedicate that whole to autism.
Going more full in detail of what autism is, what the traits are, so you can find autism and Asperger's, because autism is one thing and Asperger's is something completely different, but it's still similar, but it's really different.
Why don't you read out the definition from the Autistic Society, and this might help, because we're saying we're not experts, but what we're doing is, if you want somebody new in your life or something in your life to understand your Aspie.
On the National Autistic page, they say, autism is a spectrum condition. Autism is a spectrum condition. All autistic people share certain difficulties, but being autistic will affect them in different ways. Some people with Asperger's also have mental health issues and other conditions, meaning people need different levels and types of support. People with Asperger's see, hear and feel the world completely differently to other people. If you have Asperger's, you have it for life. It's not an illness, it's not a disease, it cannot be cured. Often, people feel that Asperger's is a fundamental aspect of their identity.
People with Asperger's syndrome don't actually have the learning disabilities that many autistic people have, but you have specific learning difficulties. You're going to have fewer problems with speech, but you still might have difficulties with understanding and processing language. So with the right kind of support, all autistic people can be helped to live a more fulfilling life of their own choosing. So that is taken from the National Autism.
The National Autistic Society.
That's the one. Also, what I found helpful is on Facebook, one of the pages, you can look up autism, Asperger's. There are so many Facebook pages. I stick to the parents with high functioning Asperger's because we're all sort of on the same level. I don't input much, but I'm a stealth watcher. So I see what everyone's going through and I might relate it to myself. Or if I know somebody in that situation, I can refer it to them. You don't need to speak on there. So if you need support and you haven't joined a Facebook, or you haven't joined this one, this is the best one that I've been on. And look in your local area as well. You might find, we've got one here. Ours is called Sensational Parents. It's a local support group for parents with children with special educational needs. So look in your area, search. I'm sure there's somebody there. If not, Facebook isn't specific to where you are. There's always someone in the same situation. Anyway, so that's what we decided to do. We've defined that. And now, so what's happened this week?
This week has completely been an interesting week, hasn't it?
Challenging. It's thrown up a complete different challenge.
Yes. This weekend, I was staying with my sister and her partner for a weekend. It was meant to be Friday to Sunday, but one day extra, so it was...
It actually went so well.
Yeah.
You stayed another day. Now, putting this in context, Cameron hasn't stayed away from home for longer than one night in 6 years.
Six or seven years.
6 or 7 years. I have never had the place to myself that long. So it went to the Sunday and it was fabulous. I really enjoyed having my music loud. I had my dinner when I was hungry and not at a set time. I didn't go to bed at a set time. I ended up shutting myself in my room because I was suddenly free. So much so that when you came back, I didn't revert back to Mom.
No, you just kept to the a nice, chilled, relaxed mum.
I became very selfish. I, this weekend...
Very, very selfish, you were.
Very selfish. And do you know what? I feel fantastic for it. I've had almost like epiphany. It was almost like a spiritual retreat, let's say. Because come on, parents. When do we get time that is just for us? When do we get time when we do not have to consider how that affects our Aspie? Like I said, I could play my music louder than number 24. I could walk up and down the stairs after 11 o'clock.
Actually, it's 25, not 24.
Oh, so you keep me on an even lower level. Well, I went to 27 and I loved it. You know, no routine, nobody else to please. So I didn't. And I enjoyed it so much. I shut myself in my room and I had a weekend of music, the YouTube apps for spiritual meditation. And yeah, I know it sounds a bit hippie chip, but I found myself after being a parent and having to do everything and taking into consideration Cameron,
yeah,
and everybody else and how it affects them, what I do, how much time I am away from him. Suddenly I didn't have that and I wanted more. So do you know what I did, parents? I took it. He had everything he needed. He was in the house. He was safe.
I had food. I had water. I had fags. So I was happy.
But usually it's him in his room,
yeah,
listening to music, cutting himself off, coming down when he feels like it. Roles reversed.
Yeah.
I did it. And to the point, well, he was messaging me apparently. Come on,
yeah,
mum.
Quite a lot.
Come on, mum. And do you know what? I didn't even turn my phone on. And I feel so good. And of course I've got the guilt. And there's many of you thinking, oh, how could you do that? Well, I could. Because I've been stopping myself from doing that for years. And that's a thing I learned. I am trying to help my son become an independent and fully fledged member of society that can explain to people that he's slightly different, and all you have to do to adapt to him, because that's what it's about, not them adapting.
Yeah.
All we need to do is compromise. We can work this. But all I've been doing is holding him back, in fact, because I do everything and keep it to his standards just for an easier life. So I shook it up a bit.
I don't blame everybody has their own normality, not normality. Everybody has their own thing that they want to do. Like, people want to be chefs. People want to be musicians. People want to have their own career in what they want to do. As well as for an Aspie, they're going to want to do something. They want to become independent. Some might not.
But we have to give you that opportunity.
Yeah.
And you have to find them yourselves. We cannot do it for you, because that's not being independent, is it?
No, it's not. You wouldn't get help finding a job, would you? Well, you would, but...
No, it's neurotypical. No, I left home very early. Mm. I think I was 17 when I got kicked out. Yeah, I wanted to fly. I wanted to be free. No, I left home at 17 and made my own way in the world. And that's what should be happening. You know, I've done my job over the years. We've got through this. We've got through the worst. Childhood, I think, is the worst.
Yeah. Not only because...
School is, you know, childhood, kids are evil. But kids are the biggest indicator that there is something wrong with your child.
Yeah.
They will pick up different. And they will mark that out. They will really hone in on that.
Yeah.
So if your child is being bullied at school and is undiagnosed and your teachers are telling you they're doing this, this and this, find out why. Find out what the catalyst was. What was said to them? What was the trigger? And push. Find out why your child is being bullied. And if the worst thing I found that parents and teachers are guilty of, when your kid's being bullied, the first thing, just try and ignore them. It's not possible. Because that's the whole thing, it's perception. What was your difficulty with noise, wasn't it?
Yeah, noise and I want to just get on with work and get on with my school day and just get home as quick as possible. It's just when you have, like, when you're in lesson and you have, like, the other kids, like, stopping the lesson every now and again, it's like, come on, I want to get this lesson that I absolutely hate over and done with. It's like with PE, I would always try and get out of it, because I hated physical education. I would write fake sick notes to the point where I practiced and practiced and practiced your signature
until I changed it.
Yes. Made it a bit more harder for me to and if they still said you've got to do it, I would just walk off. Like, no, you can't make me do it, bye bye.
Yeah, But are referring to sort of the things with kids is they will find like if the tapping or doing something small, but do it consistently. And then they wait for that reaction and Cam's in trouble because he's overreacted. And that's all the teacher sees is an overreaction to a small...
Tap on the back of the shoulder. It's like, would you stop that? That's annoying. Tap, tap, tap. I said, can you stop that? It's really annoying. Tap, tap, tap. And that's when we get in trouble.
Full explosion. Then you've got the unjustness of it. You know, yes, I've exploded because they've been doing this to me persistently.
And if the teacher didn't see it, it's like, well, I didn't see it, so it's you're the one in trouble.
Yep.
So, all right, okay, great.
And I get it. You know, I'm not blaming teachers.
No.
But, you know, it's a little indicator, isn't it, that, you know, if kids are overreacting to little things, maybe have a look again.
If you can, ask the child, what happened to make you go boom, essentially? Yeah. What happened before that? Calmly, it's like, take your time, tell me in your own words, in your own time, what happened before you getting to that point.
Yeah.
And let them take their time. Also, reliving it, it's also stressful. So you've got to be careful when you ask them. It's like, in your own time, just maybe not straight after. Give it a little bit of time, like overnight, for example, and then go and ask, just to help calm everything and just help
calm. It is about staying calm as well, but I know it's difficult.
It is.
It's very difficult in that situation because you've got a class full of kids, a couple who are just doing something silly, and then you've got a kid who fully blown explodes because he's been tapped on the shoulder. Now think about it.
Yep.
Really, why? It may seem a small thing, so why has he reacted that way? Let's not automatically punish that child for overreacting, because then you're going to have the unjustness of it and a bigger reaction. Not necessarily punish the other two because they don't know that he's asked, but they just know they're going to get a reaction. If they get a reaction, it's fun. So if this keeps happening, step back and think, okay, why does this keep happening? It's the same if you're a parent and you, or even a friend of, and you see a child overreacting and being so dramatic over the smallest thing.
I do have to put in, don't tell them to calm down, yep, or don't say sticks and stones will break my bones, but words can never hurt me. No, complete opposite.
Or just ignore it.
No, as someone with Asperger's and autism, you cannot ignore it as much as possible. You cannot ignore it. You try your best to ignore it, but it just gets to the point where you can't ignore it.
No, and you can't just, as we said in the previous episode, when the stress levels are high, because it's already like, it's in a lesson he hates. He's had a stressful day because the same kids have been doing the same things. He's been in lessons he doesn't like. He just wants to get the day over with. And
I'm at school anyway because I don't like being at school. So all the stress level's already up there. So that's just one little push over the edge and it's gone.
And then we've had occasions where it's gone so much you've been shouted at by the teacher or isolated. So another common thing with that, bolters, they bolt. They just want to run away from that situation and get
as far away as possible and... I would just leave the school premises and be like, right, I'm going home, bye, and just walk home.
So that's enough for us this week. Yeah. We've had a fantastic time, and it seems like, you know, we're talking to you, but we're talking through our situation. We are understanding each other even more. So I'm hoping that even one person can relate to this, or if anything resonates, please let us know. We love hearing from you.
Yeah, email us. We do want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, tell us your stories, any feedback. If you're feeling alone, if you want to mention, come on, let's face it. If you want to hear your name on a podcast, just give us a call and we'll read. Start, not give us a call.
Drop us an email or
a
message. Just message us or comment down below if you're listening to this on Facebook.
We want to involve you all in this. This is not just about us.
This we are here essentially to help you guys as well, so we want to get you more involved in the show. So if you have any questions or
any feedback, any advice,
stories, anything at all, even if it's a bit of hate speech, we'll take it.
We don't care. Okay, well, thanks everyone for listening. So
take care, stay safe,
stay sane,
and we'll see you in the next episode. Well, we won't see you, we'll speak to you in the next episode.
Bye.